Yeah. I had an interesting story. Last Sukkot, I think it was, my second cousin, who lived down in the same shul as I do, he so kindly bought me maftir. I definitely knew that he bought maftir, and I definitely knew that they called me up. So I was very surprised that he bought me maftir. So he didn't exactly buy me maftir. He had his grandfather's yard site was that day, I think, and he wanted maftir and daven for the musaf. And so he bought the aliyah. He bought maftir. Then somebody else bought him an aliyah. So he got called up for a different aliyah. And now they're going to call him again for maftir. So quickly, Yitzi Kaplan fills the spot and gets it. I mean, he had to tell me. It wasn't like he couldn't even do a Gnevus Das and say that he did it because he wanted to adopt a Muslim. So it was like, there's no tzad that you're staying up there because, okay. The shaila is there any problem? Is there any problem at all? He went ahead and he spent good money buying maftir, whatever it was, I don't remember, 150 shekel. And now he gets called up for shlishi. Is there any problem to get to aliyah at the same time? That's really this halacha that we're seeing now here, at the end of Reish Pei Beis. It says, Im lo nimtza mishi yodei ala haftir ala echad me'oysu sha'olu likreis batero. So then, and you're going to call that person up, then the Mechaber tells exactly what you should do. Tzarech lachas v'likreis, you can't be semecha what you were saying before. And the Ramah says, but if there's any other scenario, in other words, if there's anybody else that knows, you should not call up a person that already got an aliyah. To give the same person an aliyah twice, that's in the same week, except for Simchas Torah, where the minhag is yes to do that, even if you got called up. Nevertheless, they'll call people up for a second aliyah, for whatever it is. Generally, that's not the minhag. Where is this common? This is common in a shul that only has, or a minion, whatever it is, that only has one kohen, and the kohen wants to get buy maftir for his yard site that week. Whatever it is, what's he supposed to do? He should walk out. What should he do? Some say in a hanami. He should walk out, have Yisrael get called up instead, and a lot of shuls they do that stamazai, because they only have one kohen, and the kohen is getting four aliyahs every Shabbos. The kahanim are vigorously nodding their heads. The whole back bench over here is kahanim, so I'm going to be careful what I say. But
why four aliyahs every Shabbos?
Two in the morning, two in the mincha. There's no levi. One kohen, no levi. So getting two aliyahs, whatever it is, two aliyahs in the morning, two aliyahs in the afternoon. So what? So may have brachas on Shabbos. So you get it. You get 25th of your brachas right there. The shaila is there any inyan for them to do? In other words, should that be done? And through the shaila is over here. You have one kohen. It doesn't happen every week. But this week he wants maftir because he has yard tzeit, whatever other reason he wants maftir. And he's the only kohen in the shul. Is there any problem to call him up for two aliyahs? So the truth is, if that's the scenario, then Bapasha says it's beseder, you could. In certain places they say it's so Pesach Shuvah is brought down. He handles this whole Indian. He brings down the Reb Nosson Adler used to get two aliyahs a week. The Rebbe of some Sefer. He used to get two aliyahs a week. They used to call him up for Shlishi, I think, and for what? Was it Kareem? A Kareem Agadol. So maybe it was somebody else that he said that. He used to get Shishi and his father, I think he said. Sometimes get shishi and maftir. So generally, it's not the minhag, and generally you're not supposed to call them. Like the Ramah says, the chachilo, one should not call them up. And the shaila is, should he walk out? L'chari doesn't have to walk out. If he didn't walk out, you're allowed to call him up. That is the chirlis l'chari. The shaila is, should he walk out? That I don't know. I can't. I don't have a psak on that. But then that he should. But what's that? Alt program what? No, there's no program. If he's there, he'll get to aliyah. The question is, should he walk out before? Somebody has to use the bathroom beforehand. There's no pogam if he walks out. So we don't know why he walked out. That's really this halacha. The chatchila, the Ramah says, one should not call him out. The second halacha over here, Vav and Zayin, is what happens when you make a toys. These are really the Kriyas HaTorah, which they said there's two halachas that a Rav has to know. It's in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Hilchos Rachmanas Tzlan and Hilchos Avilus. Because then he usually doesn't have time for either one of them to look it up. So, Al HaMakom, then he has to answer the question. So, Lamaisa Mishra Brewer over here sends you back to Kuf Lamed Zayin for all the Pratim. And unfortunately, we didn't have Rabbi Goldstein and the Chavur pushing us back then to learn Kuf Lamed Zayin. So, so we didn't see it. Reish Pei Gimel says, Mashiach Maitzir Meshavas Sefer Sheni, Likris Parshas and Musaf, and Bnei She'in Ba'al Shnei Psukim. And Ramele, you do not call out, you do not take out a Sefer Torah for two Psukim. There's other reasons that are given also. The Torah says that Karbanos on Shabbos are only early, and there's no kapara there. So the whole part of reading in the Karban Musaf is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ma'al Kasav Kilu Ikriva, and you have a kapara. But by Eila, which is Kule Kol, therefore it says the Torah, then you don't have to. Agav, al tis halacha, that we don't read less than three psukim, that's why at the end of the last siman it says that if they skip the pasuk, and they, during leining, they skipped an entire pasuk, or even a word, says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mechaber that you have to take out a Sefer Torah at the end and read that pasuk plus another two psukim. We don't read less than three psukim at once, memela, should there be a tois, then in a chnami you have to take out a Sefer Torah and read three psukim, and generally we read three psukim for every aliyah, a total of nine psukim. Generally we don't do less than 10 psukim. However, in Purim, when there is only nine psukim there, we go ikra din that every person reads three psukim.